I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Aftermath.
Why you keep meme mugging me, man? Let me live. Oh. We rolling?
I'm trying to make it uncomfortable.
Get this guy in and out of here.
I'm trying to make it uncomfortable.
All right, y'all. Let's rock with it. All right, it's the Aftermath Podcast. Morning Mess here. It's Joey Boy.
JD.
And it's Sienna.
Does this guy need an introduction
it's
at this
you
point?
You again.
I mean your dreams, buddy.
Ladies and gentlemen, Gonzo's in the building. Gonzo, welcome back to the Morning Mess. We apologize. We tried to schedule when JD was off, but
yeah,
damn it. I was hoping. I heard him on the radio coming in. I went, oh shit, he's there.
Good to see you too, brother. Good to see you too.
I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, Gonzo's coming in. That's dope. Why is he coming in? And then they're like, yeah, it's a 25th anniversary. I'm like, what? Yeah. The 25th anniversary this year.
Just keep haunting JD as much as I can.
25th anniversary of the bloop.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go. It wasn't a bloop.
It's not a bloop. Do you have a VCR?
You have a VCR?
Nobody has a VCR anymore, so it was a blind drive.
You pause it. You will see.
It's just a radio call now.
We're going to have some fun after the fact. We'll let you know. We're going to recreate 25 years ago the hit that just changed the landscaping of the Diamondbacks, Gonzo's career, because as we talked about it, I thought about my son JoJo, who you've met, and he's into Marvel, and he's into all these shows of Marvel. They have the alternate universe of Marvels, and he's into it. It goes over my head, but what if Superman didn't have, or whatever it is, have powers? If Gonzo hit this ball and it was caught, your life would have changed. You believe that? Would have been an alternate kind of life for you than that monumental moment?
Probably. I mean, it didn't happen. So, like, when people say, what would have happened, JD? Yeah. You didn't get the hit. Well, I don't know, because I got the hit, JD.
Right. So, the hit.
I didn't say you didn't not get the hit. I just said it was a bloop, and that if he was playing in his normal position, then it would have been an out.
No, but for sure, I think things would have changed. Yeah. I mean, I felt like I had a decent enough career here in Arizona, but I mean, for the simple fact that it was 9/11, a great World Series, seven games, and the dramatics of everything going down to that last inning, and then for our team to win here at home, being our first major sports championship, and here we are 25 years later, still looking for our second one with any sport, it's just kind of hard to believe.
Another thing I was asking, and I don't know if I asked this before, I can't even imagine, at that point, that year, I don't even know, could you step foot in New York, because New York wanted that so bad because of 9/11, and I felt like the whole world wanted New York to win that because of 9/11. Did you feel a sense of like, fuck?
Well, I mean, now 25 years later, whenever I go back to the city, like if we're playing the Mets or the Yankees, and I'll go out and walk around, they're very big sports fans here in New York City. Over here, you could walk around sometimes and people say, you look familiar, but they don't know from where.
Yeah. Crazy.
Over there, you walk around and, you know, they know what team's in town. And if you walk out of the hotel, they know exactly who you are. And they'll give you the business if they're Yankees fans. If they're Mets fans, they love you.
Yeah.
Because you know, took a world championship away from the opposing team in the city. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, even now, 20 some years later, they still get on me sometimes when I go out.
What do they say?
I keep hearing, like, it's JD following me. You're
Are
lucky.
People telling me the truth?
It was a cheap hit, you know, and all this stuff. And I go, yeah, you know, whatever. I just keep walking because I don't want any confrontation with anybody over there. I don't want to get shanked or anything over there. One of JD's buddies.
All I have to do is make a call, Gonzo. That's all I got to do.
He's landed.
Oh, go ahead.
Sienna, how do you put up with these guys?
I don't know. No, but I was just, I'm sure you've been asked this question so many times, but I just want to know, as a fan and, you know, someone who works at the stadium as well, like, what type of adrenaline goes through your body when you step in that batter's box and you know that, like, this is kind of the life or death situation here.
Yeah, for me, it was, you know, I was on deck, and then I was thinking, okay, where do I want to go when council gets to hit, you know, to celebrate? And then all of a sudden he gets hit, and I go, oh, shit, it's my turn now. Mm-hmm. And you start thinking about all the things that went through your mind as far as your parents driving you to Little League practice and all your coaches. And
that's going through your mind while you're walking up.
I'm getting chills hearing
this. Me too. This is a once in a lifetime.
Yes.
It's only happened less than a handful of times. You know, game seven, game winning hit in a World Series. And, you know, you just, all this is going through your mind. But when you get in the batter's box, then you got to clear your mind and then focus in on, okay, this is what I got to do now. And it's kind of like your security blanket. Once you get there, I mean, you're nervous before games, before shows, and then once it gets going, then boom, you're in your routine. And for me, that's kind of what it was. It was a bigger routine than normal, because I hate when guys go, oh, once I get out there, it's no big deal. Well, yeah, it's still a big deal. It's a Super Bowl or a World Series or a Stanley Cup or a gold medal game or anything like that. It still means a lot. So yeah, you still have that ultimate pressure that you get, you know, trying to be successful.
Sheesh. Do you go into any kind of like prior routines of things you would say to yourself before you go to the plate, or what was your kind of like approach mentally?
No, I try to stay in my routine. I had, you know, like your routine when you get in, you'll see most players, they either clean the box out, draw a line, you know, that's things that I would do. I'd tap the plate three times, take two practice swings, get in the box. No, that's my routine, like every one of us every day. However you get dressed, you put one sock, your left sock on first, or your right one, or how you drive to the stadium different, or to work. It's the same thing with baseball players or any kind of sport. If you have a good game that night, you're doing the same thing the next days because you want to keep that thing going. You want to be successful. And to do that, you play so many games. You play 162 games. You got to try to stay in some type of high whenever you can get it and mm-hmm. stay in as long as you can.
Yeah, when you come to work, JD, on your Lime scooter, do you mm-hmm. kick off with your right or left foot?
For me, it's always my right foot.
You're always right.
Yeah,
you got to keep with the right.
And I do two pushes.
Two pushes.
Two pushes.
It throws you off if you do three.
It throws me off if I only do
one. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
go ahead.
I was just going to look at, this is 25 years ago, mm-hmm. and it doesn't seem like 25 years ago, but I was looking at what 25 years ago, the pricing here in Phoenix was, because as we all know, it's too crowded here now, bro.
Yeah. I mean, they're
wild.
I live in Scottsdale. They're putting apartment complexes everywhere there. Yeah. If there's a building there, they're knocking it down and putting one of those condos or something.
What was the rent in 2001? The average rent in 2001? Because I moved here right after 2002.
Well, downtown, it was free.
I think they paid you to live in downtown.
You
pick
the corner, you can stay anywhere down there.
What was the
1100?
Average? 1100.
Was it?
Nope. Was it? What do you think?
I'm going to say
the average of rent.
Like 600.
I'll go 800.
Closest to Siena, 619 was rent. Wow. 619.
Look what you did, man. Look what you did. You overpopulated the city,
no,
Gonzo.
You know what? Think about it, though. If back then, if you would have known what was going to happen here, you would have,
would have bought a whole block.
Buying just
property.
Empty lot. Just any empty lot now.
Yeah. Because you remember like Chandler was far.
Yeah.
Remember when you were here?
Yeah.
And Chandler like, yo, that's East Valley. Now that's just around the corner. Now you got to go all the way to like the Gilbert.
Chandler, Gilbert, all those areas. Yeah. I mean, they weren't populated yet. It was all farmland.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Gallon of gas 25 years ago.
Oh man. $1.10.
Yeah.
$2.20.
I'll say like $1.15.
$1.35. $1.35 25 years ago, bro. Arizona iced tea was how much 25 years ago?
99 cents.
99 cents, right?
99 cents. That was a trick question.
Yeah.
Doesn't change.
They're not changing
that price.
But 25 years ago, and I've told this story, I remember, he's the reason why, not because we know him now, of why we moved here. I was doing radio in California, and we were watching the World Series, Yankees and D-backs, and they were negotiating for us to come here to move and do the other radio station. And I was like, I don't know shit about Phoenix. I don't want to move to Phoenix. And we watched it and we're like, yo, that's a sign. Yo, Phoenix is turned up right now. Let's take the trip. Let's
5%. That's all I want out of your contract. 5%. Take the agent fees.
It was that game. It was like, this is a sign. We're watching it. Should we take this this interview in Phoenix. We don't know shit. Phoenix looked corny. It looks like, and then we saw like, yo, Phoenix is probably popping right now because this guy, what's his name, Gonzo? Gonzo's probably made this. And like, we got to go out there. And that's why we moved here in 2002. Right.
It's crazy how much we've grown.
Yeah.
I mean, look so around much. The valley.
Just well, like everywhere. JD said, downtown was scary 25 years ago.
I mean, JD's popular now a little bit, you know? That's how much it's grown now, right?
You got a little facial hair now.
A little beard going. I am cooking, Gonzo. I appreciate that.
Who was 25 years ago? Because you guys are going to do a celebration. You guys are bringing back the team with 25 years ago, right?
Yeah. I think, there's a couple guys still involved with different organizations and things like Council probably won't be here because he's managing the Cubs, but for the most part, I think pretty good majority of the guys are all looking forward to coming.
Who was your best bud 25 years ago on the team?
Steve Finley and Council were the two.
Yeah.
My two buddies that I hung out with probably the most.
And to this day, you still buds?
Yeah, we have a group chain text that we're all on it every year. And, you know, we kind of congratulate each other when something's going good for our families or something happens with any one of us. And Bobby Witt, his son, Bobby Witt Jr., he's a star major league player. He was on our club too. And the little kid was running around in diapers in our locker room. And now he's probably one of the best players in the game right now. So it's kind of cool to see, you know, some of our teammates be successful in what they're doing. And at one point, out of that whole roster, I would say about 80% of the guys were involved with baseball still, either broadcasting, coaching in Major League Baseball, not just, or minor league baseball, one or the other, but they were involved with some type of organizational team.
Did a lot of them stay here in the Valley or they moved away?
I would say half and half.
Okay.
So we've got guys that are all over, but a good majority of the core of guys are still here.
You said there was congratulating and stuff. Do you guys shit talk in that group
chat? Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Sometimes the Miami Dolphins undefeated team.
The Shula.
Yeah. So every year when the last team is out, well, we kind of do it here in the Valley, kind of, oh, they're not going to win or be in the playoffs. We're still on top. We're still the only team. That's kind of how we look at it here in Arizona.
2001 D-backs, am I right?
Not to be negative, but it's like we're still relevant. Everybody still talks about us. Mm-hmm. You know, like yesterday, you know, the hockey team, Miracle on Ice, and now they win the gold. So I'm sure everybody's still going to talk about Miracle on Ice, but now these guys have elevated themselves and the women's hockey team have elevated themselves to the top thing talked about.
It's awesome. They'll never be us.
Yeah. Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
And Gonzo, as a season ticket holder in the upper deck,
with obstructed views.
He watches with the pole.
In the corner of left field, the one all the way in the corner. How is the team looking this year? I mean, realistically, I mean, the Dodgers are a juggernaut.
Yeah.
You know, they obviously are paying for a lot of their players, still doing things within the rules. But how are we really looking this year, honestly?
Yeah, I'm excited about our team. I'm still a little concerned with our bullpen. I mean, that's been our downfall the last few years. We picked up Nolan Arenado. He's going to be a great addition to our infield. And Santana playing first base. So you pick up a couple veteran guys. It's probably what we needed in the locker room. We got a lot of young players on our team the last few years. So you grab those guys in there, it means a lot. But pitching is what's going to get you there. If you don't have good pitching, you're not going to get to that next level. I love our starters. We're going to probably get Corbin Burns second half of the season, late into the year. That's almost like getting a trade to have him back. But bullpen for me has always been a concern here in the last few years. And hopefully somebody out of the minors steps up and makes a big step in there, a big move. And then if we got to go out and make a trade or something, that's always out there. We got some decent young prospects in the minors, and those are always dangled around as trade bait if we have to.
I say we go all in. Why even waste time?
I just like the term.
Yeah, I used to hate as a player. And you guys too, I'm sure, you know, when you're sitting around, they go, hey, we're going to build this new building in 6 years. You're like, 6 years? I don't have 6 years. I don't know where I'm going to be in 6 years. So when I was a player, I used to hate when they go, oh, we're building for the future. I'm like, I'm not going to be here in the future. You know, my window's closing. I want to win right now. So that's, I think, with a lot of our players, that's how they feel. A lot of our older guys, which is a handful of them, they want to go out right now and get whatever we can to try to win. I'm not sitting around in the major leagues for development. When you get there, you need to perform right now. I don't want you to be good 3 or 4 years down the road. I want you to be good right now for us.
Makes sense.
Cattell told you to say that to us, didn't he?
Nah.
You guys want to play some Did Y'all Know?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Yeah?
Let's do it, yeah.
All right, we're going to play a game called Did Y'all Know with Gonzo. Everyone say with me. Did y'all know with Gonzo? Going to have some random questions. Going to ask my friends here, JD, Sienna, and Gonzo. And who wants to start off, Sienna or JD?
I'll go first.
All right, Sienna. This invention was invented by Benjamin Green. Ever heard of Benjamin Green?
No.
In Florida, where Gonzo's from. In 1944, our city of Scottsdale has been forever grateful. What did this guy invent? 1944, out of Florida.
He invented the speed bump.
The speed bumps, obviously. A lot of racing through Scottsdale. This invention was invented by this guy, Benny Green, 1944 in Florida. Scottsdale forever grateful for this invention. JD?
Sunscreen, Bob. SPFs.
SPFs. Gonzo, what are we thinking? You're from Florida.
Oh, man. Coffee machine.
The coffee machine. Nice.
Great answer.
Survey says. Suntan lotion.
Oh, quarter of a point.
He said sunblock.
Quarter of a point.
No, I would give it him.
Quarter. Come on. Quarter of a point for JD.
Okay,
all right, quarter of JD.
What did you get?
Oh, wow.
Oh, jeez.
Don't let him do that to you.
I'm not. Get rid of this pillow.
Now he's getting competitive. Yeah. I'm going to go Gonzo next. Gonzo, right. You should know this one. How many stitches are in the MLB baseball? How many stitches?
Is it 109 or 106? 109.
Literally your whole life.
I just hit him. I never counted him.
What are we going with?
109.
109 on the board.
See, I think it's 106, so I'm going to say 106.
I'll go in the middle and say 107.
Answer is 108.
Is it 108?
Yeah, 108 stitches.
And we just made a t-shirt of that. I think Tori did. That's why.
Gonzo went over. He's out.
All right, next question. Start off with JD, unfortunately. Your fellow Cuban-American, Pitbull. You familiar with Pitbull? Yep. Have you ever met Pitbull?
Yes, I have.
Good guy. Good friend of the show. Pitbull's first major international hit platinum record was which song?
Oh,
what was Pitbull's
no.
first platinum hit single internationally?
Gosh. International. Ulo?
Tiene tremendo culo. That one? Okay. Yeah. Cien's?
Oh, is it going to be early on or is it going to be later? I'll just say, Give Me Everything.
Give Me Everything with Neo?
Yeah.
What?
Everything. Yeah. All right, Gonzo. ¿Qué tiene?
I think I'm going to go with the one JD said.
Hulo.
Double down.
Answer is, I Know You Want Me.
Oh,
Calle Ocho. Calle Ocho was his big first platinum single. All right, so far it shows JD with a quarter of a point.
Yes.
Sienna.
I have zero. Gonzo has one because he got closest to the stitches. Because that's normally
how
we
do. I went over.
He went over. He's out. Let's treat everybody like a human being.
That's not how we play.
Celebrity privilege.
Half a point. We do half a point to the closest.
Reinventing the rules over here, JD.
Half a point for Gonzo. Quarter of a point for you. And zero for Cien's. All right. So do we do winner is?
Winner is. If that's the end of the game, then yes, the winner is.
Winner is Gonzo. Gonzo. We could have went to the club. We would have went to a. Do you want to go all or nothing for the next one?
Whatever you want to do, man.
Eddie Goodell stood how tall in a 1951 game? He is known as the shortest MLB player ever to play the game of baseball. He was how tall, Gonzo?
For all the marbles.
3 feet, 6 inches?
JD?
Oh, you know your game. I'll go 5'1".
5'1"?
Yeah.
Sienna, for shits and giggles, why not?
I was basing it off of Jose Altuve because I know he's tiny, but I was going to say like
4'9".
4'9"? I know, I'm sure he does.
You don't get to choose like it's a vending machine, Sienna.
He came really close. Eddie was 3'7".
Oh, I missed it by an inch. You know why? Because, yeah, because I used to use that as my two-strike approach. I would always say, I'm getting in an Eddie Goodell stance, which spread out. If you look at him, he spreads out and he's like real little. He's like,
dude, 3'7" is like...
Yeah, that
like is. A, what is that? Like a 10-year-old?
I think the White Sox might have. I think it was with the White Sox that they brought him.
Yeah, he was a pinch hitter.
Yeah, he brought him in as kind of a gimmick.
Yeah.
And then it ended up being a big deal.
Man, put it right in here, see?
How many points do I get for that?
3 points. Winner is Gonzo for Dijon.
I'm in the showcase showdown. You're out, JD. Me and Sienna are in.
Yeah. Oh, congratulations. You earned it.
Well, we're looking forward to it. So the 25-year celebration, is it going to be commemorated on a certain game so all the D-backs fans could go see some of their favorite
players?
Yeah,
I think it's a weekend, and actually we're playing the Yankees on that weekend.
Wow.
Just so happens.
That's
so
fucked up, Gonzo. I'm here for it.
Hey, it wasn't my choice.
Pinch hitting as Gonzo comes out. Like,
that'd be so fire.
I'm hoping we're still in contention when all that's going on and we're making a push to the playoffs. So, yeah, it should be a lot of fun. I think. I'm not sure. September 19th, 20th, and 21st, right? 18, 19, 20. I was going to show up late. 18th, 19th, and 20th. And the 19th is, I think, the day where the whole team will be out there. And
the 19th. Oh, we got to go to that.
So 18, 19, 20. Oh, yeah. It's a good series, and they'll be commemorating. And I think throughout the season, you'll see they're going to have stories on, different players kind of telling their stories about how they approached the year and things that happened throughout the year.
We were trying to do a petition to build something on the field, right, guys?
Yeah, like a little plaque, obviously, or some kind of like little small circle where your blue landed. Yeah.
So, I'm going to play with you here, JD, and give you a little props. But the year after, the grounds crew drew where the ball landed.
They did.
And I went out there and we're stretching right before the game. And I told the grounds crew, geez, dude, can you push the thing back a little bit? Because it was just barely off the infield. So this is the only time I'm ever going to give in to you.
What are you talking about, man? I'm just here telling the truth. You know what I mean? There's a lot of people you should be thanking. The person on third, Derek Jeter, Mariano for throwing you basically a softball.
Wow. He keeps going in.
He just won't give you
this
that.
This is someone's dream.
I know you're a good athlete and you like to play hoops and stuff. I'd like to invite you to my house one day and you guys could come in. You could live shoot it. I have a batting cage in the backyard. I'd like you to get in there and step in there and I can crank it up a little bit on you.
I just said I could do it.
It's a lot easier when you're sitting on the couch.
Not a problem. What name the pitch?
I'm getting it. Cutter. Speed that is thrown at you.
Whatever, we'll throw a little cut fastball to you, a little cutter.
Have someone throw it to me overhand, and unlike yours, that was the underhand. You know what I mean?
We will take that. We will take that.
It's your rec league bloop out of my life.
Okay. This guy. All right. Gonzo, rewinding it up because we got something. We got the skit to record. Yes.
You're awesome, Gonzo.
Yeah. Give it a one-time for Gonzo. 25 years.
Thank you. Thanks
for having me. Shout out to the D-backs. The only champions we've had here in Arizona. So congratulations, Arizona. 2001 D-backs. We appreciate that.
The Aftermess.
Have you guys ever wondered if someone actually caught Gonzo's game-winning hit?
The chance of a lifetime for Luis Gonzalez. 2-2, bottom of the ninth. Game 7 of the World Series. Bases loaded.
Hi, good morning. How can I help you guys?
I think I'm going to take a chicken wrap, light chipotle, and can you yank that tomato out of there?
Not a problem. Any sides?
I'm thinking maybe some fruit. What about just a big apple? How about a big apple with that chicken wrap?
A big apple?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Fine. And you?
I'm gonna get a omelet, single slice of cheese, and if you can, if it's no problem, a bloop of ketchup.
Yeah.
Huh. A bloop? And you? Oh, big Yankees fan, I see.
Oh yeah, for sure. Ever since 2001, me and my dad, since I was born. Oh, do you remember when?
I get it. Is that all?
This guy's a little grouchy this morning.
Yeah, you're a little upset.
Yeah. Should we take our business elsewhere at this point?
Go, yeah.
Hey, you know what? Just cancel that order. Hey, have a good day, though.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.